Siyata Deshmaya, I want to learn together just a few minutes of the Kedushas Levi on Parshas Ve'eschanan. There's a lot here, but the time is short, unfortunately, so we'll just learn three or four pieces to make sure that we're able to continue our consistency as we've had throughout the course of Tavshin Ayin Ches. We'll begin with the first piece, Ve'eschanan El Hashem Ba'isahi Lemor. Moshe Rabbeinu begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu daven to Hashem. Chazal say it was 515 tfilos, the gematria of the word Ve'eschanan, that Moshe Rabbeinu in fact davened. But the word lemor seems to be a little bit extra. I davened to Hashem at that time, saying, what's the lemor? Tevas lemor hum yusar. The word lemor seems to be excessive. Vahanira explains the Kedushas Levi in the first piece in Parshas Ve'eschanan. Vahanira dehapeirash hapasuk Ve'eschanan al Hashem ve'isahei. I davened, I begged Hashem at that time, perish, shay mischanin tchila, kadesh shayachol lispal acharkach. As many tzaddikim explain this concept, davening to be able to daven. Ve'eschanan al Hashem be'isahi, I davened, I pleaded with Hashem at that time, lemor, that afterwards I should be able to say the right things. Lemor perish, ha'davar shahayat tzarech lemor, that I should be able to say that which needs to be said. Elishakodim lo hayayachol lemor, ki haya bosh mi lefanav yisbarach. But before I pleaded with Hashem, I was too ashamed to even say anything. So I begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me the confidence, to give me the clarity, to give me the right words, leimor to daven for the right things. Vayitzarach lispalel sheyuchol lispalel. One needs to daven to be able to daven. This is how Rav Aaron of Belz, whose yard site is very recently, explained the concept of the she'ena yodea lishol of the Pesach Seder. She'ena yodea lishol means that there's a person who doesn't even know what to ask for. He doesn't even know what to daven for. So we ask you, Hashem, at Pesachlo, Hashem, open up for us. Help us to find the right words. But this is an idea that many tzaddikim have, to pray to Hashem to be able to daven, to daven, to be able to daven, to realize that davening itself is a delicate art, and davening itself is a tremendous chus, and feeling worthy of it and knowing what to say is not a simple thing. So we ask Hashem, like everything that we do, that Hashem should help us to be able to perform this mitzvah and take advantage of this opportunity called tefillah. Davening to Hashem, lemor, to be able to say the right thing. I want to skip the next piece, which is a little bit lengthy, and the piece after that as well, and continue with the last of the Dibur HaMaschils that begin with the words, O Yivuar ve'eschanan el Hashem ba'isahi lemor. Again, the last entry for the opening pasuk of the parsha. O Yivuar ve'eschanan el Hashem ba'isahi lemor. Yadua avas Hashem liYisrael. This is a beautiful, classic Kedushas Levi style piece. It's well known the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the Jewish people. V'chol amasim asher nasim liYisrael, and all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for Klal Yisrael, v'chol ha'maoros asher liYisrael, and all the happenings and all the things that take place in this world are really on behalf, again, Bereishis, b'shvil Yisrael. Hakol me'es Hashem Yisbarach l'tov al Yisrael. Everything is with the intent and with the focus of performing kindness and goodness for Klal Yisrael. V'af al pi shebetchilas ha'maisel lo nira l'tova. Even though there are things that happened, we certainly have tragic moments, more than a few, throughout our lengthy history, that seem to imply that Hashem doesn't like us very much. Even though sometimes initially a person doesn't perceive the goodness, but in the end, the necessity and the goodness of that thing will emerge. The end will clarify to us that it was all for our good, even if at the beginning of the mice, at the beginning of the act, it didn't seem that way. My wife once shared with me, and she likes to quote a beautiful quote, that in the end it's going to be good, and therefore if it's not yet good, then we have not yet reached the end. It's really true. Sometimes along the way we feel like, okay, this is just terrible. Why did Hashem do this? But until we get to a point where we're able to see the good in it, we haven't reached the end. The story is still unfolding, because in the end it has to be good. So if it's not good, then we're not at the end yet. Anyways, the sof davar is that it's going to always be good. And it's an expression of Hashem's love for us. So says Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'eschanan el Hashem be'isahi lemor, I daven to Hashem at that time, Ata chilosa laharos es avdecha es gadlecha ves yadcha chazaka. You've begun to show me your kindness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continue to show us your kindness. What was Moshe Rabbeinu asking? Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, and this is our request in general, Zeu b'kashasenu, as we have in Tehillim Pei Hei, Har'enu Hashem chasdecha. Hashem, Show us your kindness. We know it's all good. We believe that. Animam b'muna shleima, that everything you do is good. Yodim anu shesof hakol hu tov liyisrael. And we know that in the end, every Jew will admit that it's good. But Hashem, we want to be able to see it revealed good in our life. L'zeonu mevakshim sh'atova yisra teikaf etchila samaisa. Why should we have to wait till the end in order to see the good? Hashem, please allow us to catch a glimpse of the good early on. We don't have to suffer through it. And that's what it means. V'aschanan el Hashem be'isahu leimor. I davened to Hashem at that time, leimor. Now, obviously, the pashup shot of the word leimor means I davened, sang. And we explained in the first piece that I davened to be able to say. But leimor, aleph mem resh, has another connotation. As we find, for example, there are numerous examples in Tanakh, but we find, for example, in Devarim Perech Avav, V'Hashem ha'emircha hayom. Hashem ha'emircha means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made you distinct. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has indicated His interest in you, and Hashem has showered you with love. Aleph Mem Resh, similar to the French word for love, is actually an expression of love, or distinction, or preciousness. And therefore, V'eschanan Hashem be'esahi, Moshe says, I daven to Hashem at that time, leimor. Leimor means, show me your love, Hashem. Leimor hu lashon ava. K'maymer ha-pasuk v'Hashem ha-mircha. Hashem displays His love. Klomer sha'avasa, haynu ha-chesed shalacha alai, yizgala achshav. The love that I know that you feel for me, Hashem, intellectually know, but I want to be able to see it in a revealed way. And that was part of the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that we shouldn't only know that things are good, but we should be able to see it and to feel it as the events of our life are unfolding. Okay, we'll skip the next little piece, Ata Achilosa, and we'll continue with the second piece of Ata Achilosa. Ata Achilosa is, of course, the second pasuk of the Parsha. Hashem Elokim, Ata Achilosa Laharos Es Avdecha, Es Gadlecha, Ves Yaldcha, Achazaka, Asher Mikel, Vashamayim, Vaaretz, Asher Yasa, Kama Asecha, Vichivur Asecha. Hashem, who is like you? You've begun to display your wondrous abilities before me. And Moshe is asking that I should be zochet to see more. I don't want my time to expire. I want to cross into Eretz Yisrael. Explains the Berditchever what's hinted to in our pasuk of Ata Hachilosa. Haklal, Hashem Yisbarach Barak Kol Ha'olamos. Hashem is the creator, period. God creates the worlds. Va'af al-pichen, yet nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a very fascinating way, in a very welcoming way, allows us to be a part of that process. Af al pichein hanhagas ha'olamos hu al yedei Yisrael. The direction, the guidance of the world, and the worlds, all the worlds, has been given over to Klal Yisrael. Kasher ratzon Yisrael ashpia chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ashpia chesed. We set the tone, as we saw several times throughout the Sefer, Hashem Tzilcha, based on the Shulchan Kaddosh and the Baal Shem Tov, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow. So we have the ability to bring chesed, to bring gvura, and if our behavior allow us to direct the world. It's a huge achrayis that every Jew, who the world was created for, has to feel upon himself. Va'al mi shi Yisrael rotzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu yaseh b'ham din, kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu m'mali ritzonam. And those who Klal Yisrael feel need to be the recipients of Hashem's Midas Hadin, well, that becomes the reality. Keratzon HaTzadikim Shebechol Dor V'Dor, Kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mani Kol HaOlamos. In accordance with the Tzadikim of every generation, and as we've said so many times, every Jew has the potential to be that Tzadik, V'Amech Kulam Tzadikim, to direct HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to guide the Hanhagas Habriya. And that's what it means, Ata HaChilosa Laharos Es Avdecha. Es Avdecha could be translated, it's a hard word to translate. Sometimes S just reads within the flow of the pasuk. So, Ata Achilosa Laharos Es Avdecha. You have begun to show your servant. It's hard to translate S in that sense. But sometimes the word S means with. Where do we find such a thing? The Eila Shemos B'nei Yisrael Haba Mitzrayma, Eis Yaakov. Eis in that context, it's Aleph Tav. Eis in that context means with. B'nei Yisrael came to Mitzrayim with Yaakov. So too here. Ata achilosa laharos es avdecha. You've begun to display HaKadosh Baruch Hu es avdecha, your partnership with us. Ata achilosa laharos es avdecha, klomar es avdecha im avdecha. Says the Berditchever, es means im, with, kiratzon avdecha, in accordance with our desire, that we work together to direct the world. As gadlecha ves yadcha chazaka, all of the wondrous things that you perform in the world, hein lasos chesed, hein v'chulu, whether it's midas chesed or midas adin, so much of that is dependent upon the way that we position ourselves and we interact with Hashem. And again, it's a massive achrayis, but Moshe Rabbeinu says, that's a partnership that I want to be able to continue. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu begged the Kadosh Baruch Hu and continued to daven to have permission to come into Eretz Yisrael, to continue to partner with Hashem in guiding the world. Tzaddikim play a unique role in this regard. And he continues in the next piece, in Perek Gimel Pasuk of Dalet, where the Pasuk says, again, Hashem, Atach Elos El Haris Az Avdecha, and then the end of the Pasuk says, Mikel Vashamayim Muva Aretz, Asher Yasa Kima Asecha. Who is there in the heaven or on earth who can do Kima Asecha, who can do like your deeds? Says the Berditchver, what's that talking about? Lahavin ze nira hatzadikim nekra maaseyadav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is maasecha? The tzadikim are called, the maaseyadav, they are called the handiwork of Hashem. Because the tzadik, in a certain sense, can be the hands of Hashem in this world. The tzadik has the ability to move things around, the way that hands, Baruch Hashem, when working properly, are able to move things around. The tzadik is Moshe b'yiras Elokim, as we've seen countless times. Moed katan tezayin amid beis. The tzadik has the ability to direct Hashem. So for regular Jews, we feel, I can't even do like a tzaddik. I can't run the world even like a tzaddik. Alachas kam v'kama, I can't run the world like Hashem himself. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is expressing here with great wonderment. Hashem Elokim, Atach Elosa Laharos as Avdecha as Gadlecha v'as Yadcha Chazaka. Hashem, you do unbelievable things. I can't even do, Moshe Rabbeinu says, like the tzaddikim. Or maybe the pasuk is meant to be read by us. Moshe is certainly one of the tzaddikim. Right? That we read the pasuk and we say, I can't even do chima asecha. I can't even be like the tzaddikim. Asher yasa afilu kamaisa tzaddikim. Asher hei maisa yadav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't even be like the ones who represent Hashem in this world. Well, the more so, Hashem, I certainly don't know how to be you. And again, it's partially Moshe Rabbeinu praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, admitting defeat, knowing he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, accepting the fact that we don't fully understand Hashem, we hardly even understand the great people who we've met in our own lives, and that's a very humbling thought that we need to think about, to remind ourselves of the power and the greatness of tzaddikim, and to realize that if I tremble so greatly, or I'm so inspired being in the presence of a tzaddik, all the more so, the tzaddik is only the Maisa Yaldav of Hashem. All the more so, the infinite nature of Hashem is totally beyond and is something that we have to just stand before with tremendous awe and appreciation. Lastly, we'll do one final piece. And again, I'm sorry to keep it so short, but I wanted very badly to be able to learn Parshas Veschanan to make sure that we're able to complete the cycle of the year. Baruch Hashem, we've been zochet to learn the Kedushas Levi every week this year. So I definitely want to make sure that that's something that we do, and that it should be available online for future years for those who want to continue to learn it. V'atem advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem. We'll do one final piece for now. V'atem advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem ayom. We'll do the second piece of Atem advekim. He says, Haklal hu, ki hoda amrinan hayom la'asosanu machar l'kibol scharan. We know that, as Chazal tell us in Erevin, today is the day to do the mitzvos. In the future, you will get the reward. Of course, the Kedushas Levi will explain in Parshas Ekev and Parshas Re'eh that the mitzvah itself is a great pleasure and a great reward for us. Definitely something to think about. But in terms of the reward of Olam Haba, we think of it as something that comes later. Hayom la'asosam, now you do the mitzvah, later you reap the benefits. Be'emes ikar haschar hu lamachar. It's true. The primary reward for the mitzvah is in the future. Aval kesha'odim osa mitzvah, ve'lo mei Torah. However, we need to think about the fact that when I do a mitzvah, what a chiyus it gives me. When I learn Torah, how much life it gives me. What more is there than life itself? What greater reward is there than being alive? And therefore, haschar zeh hayom, this reward, the chiyus, the energy, the excitement, the connectivity that a Jew feels in performing Torah and mitzvos is something that he enjoys right now, not in the future. It's that burst of energy, it's that connection, it's that awesome feeling, awesome in a truly literal sense, awesome, that I'm in awe of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Umi yira zocha l'chachma, and from that yira, from that awe and trepidation, I come to deeper understanding. I come to an understanding of Hashem, as the pasuk says, Hein yiras Hashem hi chachma. That's how it's printed here. Actually, the actual pasuk is, He Yiras Hashem, He Chachma. Yiras Hashem is wisdom itself. Va'chachma techaya ba'aleha, and chachma gives chiyus to those who are masters of it, who are masters of wisdom. And that's what the pasuk means. Va'atem advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem. When a person is medabik atzma b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, what is the schar of that person? Yes, it's true. Much of the schar is going to be in the future. It's going to be a schar l'machar. Aval chiyus shemagilam yasiyas hamitzvos hu ayom. But that chiyus, that feeling of being basar v'dam and being energized by Torah and mitzvos, that's something we can enjoy today. And that's what it means. Chayim kulchem hayom. Chayim kulchem hayom. Achiyus mehamitzvah v'atorah hu hayom. So again, just a few short insights, but certainly a lot to think about. When we daven, we have to make sure that we daven to be able to daven, to make sure that we're able to open our mouths and to talk to Hashem in the right way. We should realize that the lamor is also an expression of Hashem's love. Moshe begged Hashem, we know that you love us, we know that it's all good, but we want to be able to experience that openly and to see that in our life. We need to remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is working es avdecha, not only in the presence and for his avadim, but with, es is a lashon of with, im. Hashem is working with us to direct and to guide the world, and that's a big achrayus and power that's been given to us. To realize that the tzaddikim are so lofty, alachas kam v'kama, we can never truly understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. And lastly, to realize that while the primary reward for mitzvos is in the world to come, but atem advekim b'shem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom, you can already begin to get a taste of true chiyus, and that comes only from a life in Torah, of Torah and mitzvos, a reward that we're able to receive in this world. Halavai, we should see that, and we should feel that chesed and that reward every single day of our lives.